glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Let me add another welcome to Moments of Inspiration. This radio ministry provides weekly devotionals that will raise up Jesus as the Lord of heaven and earth. We pray that your spiritual needs will be addressed in each message and song. It is our hope that our faith in Jesus Christ will be expressed so that all our listeners will know that we claim Him to be our Savior and the Lord of our lives. With every broadcast, we hope to interest our listeners in the spiritual truth of the Bible and the invitation given through the gospel of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bring a blessing for you today.
He was there all the time. Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. Surface relationships used me till I was done. And all the while someone was begging to free me from sin. He was there all the time. He was there. Now that I have the answer, all my life is just starting to rhyme. Sharing each new day with Him is a cup of fresh life. Oh, what I've missed. He's been waiting right there all the time. He was there all the time. He was there all the time. Waiting patiently in line, He was there all the time. He was there all the time.
The Lord Jesus instructed His disciples to keep watch. He had two primary purposes in mind. First, the purpose was to call them to keep alert or to be prepared and ready. It was to guard against being neglectful or being distracted. Keeping watch would protect them from losing sight of a goal, a responsibility, or a slipping from the dedication that was needed in following Him as Lord. Secondly, behind the instruction to keep watch was the encouragement to be anticipating what was to come. The use of this term, keeping watch, would be more looking forward rather than tending to the present and the immediate needs. In both cases, the application is to pay careful attention to what is needed. For example, Jesus told His chosen few to watch and pray that they may not fall into temptation. The present hour was a difficult one. Jesus was soon to be arrested. They would soon be scattered. He would then be accused, tried, condemned, and put to death. They would deal with doubt and fear. Both things could make them very vulnerable to Satan's attacks upon their faith in Jesus and in His teachings. And so this was to help them deal with their present situation. By keeping watch, they would be on their guard against things that could hurt them and lead them in a path that would hinder their faith. We too need to be keeping watch so that any present circumstance in life does not create uncertainty and doubt within our hearts. Jesus had already shared these words with His disciples. You trust in God, trust also in Me. In My Father's house are many dwelling places. Jesus, and when He was doing some teaching about His coming judgment, gave this advice, and He advised His followers to keep watch because they did not know when the day would come. Since it was uncertain as to when Jesus would return, it was necessary to be prepared at any time. His advice was to keep on the alert and to look for His return. Anticipation would guard against not keeping watch and becoming vulnerable to the things of this world. The anticipation in itself would be a safeguard. Keeping watch is something I believe is greatly needed today in both ways, as has been identified. As God's people, we need to be on guard against all the temptations and the worldliness that is surrounding us daily. Our lives need protecting from the lure of this sinful world. By praying, studying God's Word, worshiping the Lord, and having fellowship with others in Christ will help us. Making decisions not to allow the things of this world to have an influence in our lives is another way. Letting one's guard down can be spiritually fatal. Living without the spiritual goal of coming before Jesus in judgment could be just as fatal. By letting our guard down, we might begin to accept things that are not acceptable in God's sight. By taking our eyes off the eternal life that is to come, could lead us to become absorbed in the pursuits of this temporary life on this earth. In our New Testaments, there are letters to Christians, and multiple times instructions are given in how we can watch over our souls. We are taught to study and to pray without ceasing, to worship and give thanks for our blessings. We are taught that we should be working or laboring in the Lord, which means that we have responsibilities in kingdom work. Keeping busy in ministry is a way of protecting ourselves. Our focus in thought will be to do what the Lord desires for us to do. The parable Jesus shared about the maidens who were waiting for the wedding banquet is about some who were diligent in making adequate preparations for the coming feast, and then some of them did not. I believe the teaching is that we must always be prepared for the coming of Jesus. I was listening to a speaker talk about people making preparations for retirement, and in the presentation there was mentioned the fact that there were some decisions that needed to be made at certain times, and that none of us had a crystal ball that would tell us future events, so that those decisions could be based on what we knew would happen. It was said that if we knew how long we would live, and how long we needed retirement benefits, and how much inflation there was going to be, and what our own personal needs would be, well, then we could decide with better assurance. But the fact is, we do not know. So those decisions had to be made with knowledge in hand that would give us the best provisions possible. The Lord has provided all we need to know about life and godliness. The promise of His return is given, and as believers, we anticipate it. For the Christian, there is more than this life. We are living, as the Scripture says, strangers in this world. We are on a journey toward our heavenly home. How we make our journey will determine how well we have protected our souls. We are in a spiritual warfare. Satan never gives up on us. He will continue his assault upon us, seeking to undermine our faith on a daily basis. It is certainly possible for anyone to turn from following Jesus and to seek the pleasures of the world. It is possible for us to get caught up in the worries and the cares of this world. The lure of wealth and possessions can steal our worship and devotion from God the Father. Jesus warned us as disciples to be aware of the love of money, which is the root of all kinds of evil. He taught that we should seek God and His kingdom first and foremost in our life, and not worry about the things of this life, what we shall eat, what we shall wear, what we shall drink. God knows we need such things. We live trusting Him to care for us. I hope our message today has impressed upon your heart and mind the necessity of keeping watch over your soul each and every day. How about you? Are you a Christian? Do you believe in the spiritual battle that's going on between God and Satan over your soul? The Bible says that God loves you. He loves you so much that He has given His Son to save your soul. It also says that Satan is our enemy, who lies and deceives, and he deceives us by telling us these lies. Satan would have us sell out our souls for the things of this life. God, on the other hand, offers eternal life. Those of us with moments of inspiration would delight in helping you to keep watch over your soul.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.